Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a good evening. I'm going to try to help you get your Wednesday started off right. We're going to get a little bit closer to Wednesday, and I'm going to do my job to help you turn Tuesday into such. Okay, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. Thank you to everybody who's participated for the first 2 hours of the show. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, the freeradio.com app, SiriusXM channel 206. You can listen on Apple Music. And when the show is done, you can also get it in the Google Play Store. You can go ahead and get it from Apple Podcasts. The JR Sport Brief Show is everywhere. Now, we had plenty of time to discuss the NFL. We talked about the amazing game one we saw in the Eastern Conference playoffs as the Heat beat the Celtics 111-114 to take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, excuse me. And now, I don't want to make it sound like this is a circus, and big shout outs and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs helping to put this show together. This kind of is a circus. If you've ever been to a circus, you know, you just don't start off with the lions. You don't go to the show, and I don't think circuses really exist anymore. We care a lot about animals now. But you don't just go and see the main event. You got to get warmed up. And tonight, the main event was a choke job by the Los Angeles Clippers as the Denver Nuggets beat them. They come back down from 3-1 to advance to the Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets beat the Clippers 104-89. The Denver Nuggets, they came back from down 3-1 against the Utah Jazz last series. And the Denver Nuggets are nothing but the comeback kids right now. Okay, you want to think about the stat line that was put up. Nikola Jokic, 16 points, 22 rebounds, 13 assists. He had a triple-double. Jamal Murray, 40 points. And a matter of fact, you want to know how big an impact Jamal Murray had? You don't have to look any further than Denver Nuggets radio. Listen to this big shot that helped extend their lead and help cement their victory in the fourth quarter.
Loose ball comes down to Jamal Murray. Murray will settle things down. He'll take a three.
Yeah! Denver's big lead of the night. Give him 15.
Timeout.
8:47 left to go in game number 7. Yeah, Doc Rivers, you call that timeout.
Damn. I'm not mad at anybody who's a whole lot excited right now, especially if you're a fan of the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are 6-0 when facing elimination this postseason. If you're a fan of the Nuggets, congratulations. You got something to cheer on. Let's see if they can do it against the Los Angeles Lakers. And yes, we have plenty of time to talk about that. We won't do that right now. Not this second. right now is about the disaster that is the Los Angeles Clippers. It's about the amazing play of the Nuggets. And I gave you the stat line and I gave you the numbers of the Nuggets. Listen to these numbers of your all-stars on the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard, 14 points. He finishes the game 6 of 22 shooting. Paul George, he finishes the night with 10 points, 4 of 16 from the field, 2 of 11 from downtown. These are the guys who went to the Clippers. These are the guys that are supposed to help lead them to a championship. These are the guys that are supposed to stop the Los Angeles Clippers from being a joke in the NBA. And this is what the final call sounded like when the Clippers lost and the Nuggets got the victory to go to the Western Conference Finals here via Nuggets Radio.
6 seconds left. Doc Rivers and Malone hugging each other. 2-1, and there's the horn.
Oh, my God.
The Denver Nuggets, the fourth time in franchise history in the Western Conference Finals.
Wow. This was a disaster for the Clippers. It really is. And if you recall, if you remember, Damian Lillard was a man on fire to start the playoffs. And initially, the Clippers, you know, they were having fun at their expense. If I remember correctly, we had Paul George, we had Patrick Beverley, you know, who wanted to just kind of remind Damian Lillard, hey, eventually you're going home. And guess what? Now the tide has turned. And Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, they are currently ruthless, but they're being honest online. CJ McCollum asked Damian Lillard if he has an extra villa available in Cabo for vacation. Damian Lillard directly tweeted at Patrick Beverley, I guess I should extend this Cancun invite since I haven't made my arrangements yet. CJ McCollum, if the Clippers fly private, they can get into Mexico for sure. They should probably just get a big jet. CJ McCollum also tweets, it's not Patrick Beverley's fault that he got above his average and did his job. This is what we will hear for the next several months. We don't know when the season is going to start, but the Clippers blew it. And I do honestly hear this is a big game. This is a big game seven. Kawhi Leonard has been playing out of his mind the entire postseason. There hasn't been a game really where you didn't look at the box score and Kawhi Leonard gave you 30 or more points. It's kind of a low light when Kawhi Leonard gave you like 24. But tonight he didn't get the job done. But Paul George is going to catch the majority of the hell here. Paul George is the one who, along with Patrick Beverley, decided to agitate Damian Lillard. Paul George is the one who was never consistent throughout this entire playoffs. Paul George is the one who would go by the nickname Playoff P. Paul George is the one who signed a big contract, and right now it doesn't look like he's going to get over the hump. He looks like a stat stuffer. He looks like a guy who cannot lead a team. And even so, accompanying Kawhi Leonard right now, he doesn't look like he can be the B player. And I know and I understand and I am empathetic to the fact that it's not easy to be in a bubble for 2.5 months and play basketball. It's not easy when you think about the scope of what's going on in the world and just think, okay, I can lock myself away and just focus on ball. I get it. I understand. But you're not the only one who has to deal with that issue. I commend you for being honest. We don't know what else is going on in his life personally, but I'd venture to say that this is not easy for anybody. And so this is an ugly situation for the Clippers. And I know right before we went to break, we spent time talking about the Cleveland Browns. That's another organization that just can't get out its way. These are two teams that just get all the talent in the world. Looks like they have all the talent, and they choke. This is what Doc Rivers had to say about the Clippers choking away this entire series.
I thought we had so many opportunities over the last three games to win. But listen, you got to give Denver credit. They kept playing. They kept executing. They kept playing together. You know, so right now, just disappointment. You know, honestly, I thought you could just see the difference in the two teams. That team's been together. We haven't. And you can see it as the games went on. They just knew each other so well. I thought offensively, even though I mean, we had great shots. I mean, great shots all night. I still didn't think we trusted. You know, we did at the beginning of the game. We did coming out of the third quarter. We got a 7-point lead. But right when they put pressure on us, you know, honestly, I just thought we didn't come through.
Well, we know that. We see that. We see you didn't come through. You didn't have to watch the game. You can look at the box score. Where Kawhi goes 6 of 22. Paul George goes 4 of 16. Lou Williams goes 3 for 11. These are the guys that are supposed to win you a game 7. Montrez was the best player for the Clippers tonight. He scored 20. 7 of 10 from the field. And Montrez might be the sixth man of the year. But Montrez shouldn't be the guy that you count on to go out and win you a game 7. And the Clippers had big expectations this year. With good reason. You think about all of the talent they have. You think about the ultimate results. This is an embarrassment for the Clippers. If I'm Steve Ballmer, one of the richest people on earth, let alone being a professional sports owner, he has spared no expense in making this team competitive. These aren't the Clippers that people ignore. The fact that we're even talking about them right now lets you know that they've moved up a space. But then you spend all that money and still don't get over the hump? Doc Rivers now has 8 Game 7 losses in his coaching career. And we know about his success. We know about his title. No one will ever take away what he did with the Celtics. But the remainder of his tenure, yeah, he can coach a good team, but his players need to step up. This is what Doc Rivers had to say about the expectations for the entire season.
No, we didn't meet him. That's the bottom line. I'm the coach, and I'll take any blame for it. But we didn't meet our expectations, clearly. Because we had, in my opinion, we'd still be playing.
They choked. That's what Doc Rivers can't or will not say publicly. Because it's not a good look for the head coach to say it. But I can say it. I'm not on the Clippers payroll. They choked. They stunk. The Nuggets came back from 3-1 to send them home. For them to be an embarrassment. To get ridiculed online by other NBA players. By me. I chose the Clippers. I picked them to win this series. I picked the Clippers while they were still ahead. I picked the Clippers months ago to, at minimum, go to the Western Conference Finals. And I know we did have a stoppage in March. Here we are. I was wrong. Not the first time, not going to be the last. But for the Clippers, this just continues a long line of being an embarrassment. What do you do next season, whenever it starts, to rectify the situation? I have no idea. Maybe the Clippers can acquire a big man who can help stretch the floor from a shooting perspective. Maybe they get another shooter to go along with Lou Williams, another scorer. But I can tell you this much, Paul George, he is going to receive a lot of the blame, and it's well-deserved. He played poorly. Kawhi Leonard has carried the team. He didn't play well tonight, but Paul George hasn't been the best friend or the best sidekick to help him out. And I know he's had issues focusing in the bubble. I want to take your phone calls. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Clippers choked. Who's to blame? And what can they do to change this in the future? What's next for the Los Angeles Clippers? And what do you think about Denver? Can Denver keep this ride going? Can Denver beat the Lakers? Call me up. I'm taking your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA playoffs are underway. The Miami Heat knock off the Celtics to win game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, 117-114. But we had to wait on a game seven between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Clippers to figure out who is going to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. We know who it is right now. The Nuggets. Shock. The Clippers coming back from a 3-1 deficit. The Nuggets win tonight 104-89. Nikola Jokic, triple-double, 16 points, 22 rebounds, 13 assists. Jamal Murray, 40 points. The Clippers, they fall apart in the biggest game. Even Kawhi Leonard, who for the most part is going to get you 30 every single night, he's helped drag them to this spot. Kawhi Leonard finishes with only 14. Paul George, only 10. Lou Williams, 7. This was ugly. This was a disaster for what we have always seen from the Clippers. And that is a disaster. The phone lines are open to you right now. I told everybody on social media I'm having a laugh-a-thon. You can follow me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. I thought the Clippers would win. They were up 3-1, damn it. I mean, come on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Clippers are a disaster. What are your thoughts? What happened to the Clippers? What's next for the Clippers? One thing I know for certain, they continue their run at just being a joke. The line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Mike is calling up from Atlanta. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's your mind, or what's on your mind about what we just saw?
Yeah, man, listen, man. I thought you were playing it on the favorite side because you wanted your pick to succeed. You know, a lot of people picked them. It was a pick. But that don't just because you wanted to pick, if you think about it, the Clippers have been one of the worst franchises in the history of the NBA. They just acquired two players who were pretty good, you know, good players. You can't certainly call them superstars after what they perform. So to me, we just got too excited about the Clippers. If you listen to some of those podcasts the Clippers did, most of those guys were afraid. The Clippers fans afraid that they were the favorites. And you know why, right? Because they never been in that position. Never. And so this is not a stunning upset. It's the Clippers, man. The Clippers are one of the worst franchises in the league, man. They've never been to a Western Conference final. So don't treat this like some kind of great upset. Denver's going to get rolled. You know what I'm saying? Against the Lakers.
Well, Mike, I think we need to kind of turn things back a little bit.
Okay.
Because first, I mean, it's a couple of things. I don't know what you were referring to when you spoke about me. If you go ahead and you look at the team and you look at their talent, yeah, the Clippers should have won. The Clippers were up 3-1. Now, having said that, I also can't necessarily agree with you and not call Kawhi Leonard a superstar. If you look at what Kawhi Leonard has done over the past several years, if you look at what he did last year, if you go ahead and look at a guy who has finals MVPs to his name, Kawhi Leonard is a superstar. And at the same time, I can't look at the Clippers from 1980 and go ahead and put the X on them right now unless you honestly believe that they're just a cursed franchise.
Well, okay, a couple of things. I'm going to pick up on what you just said. Number one, who cares about what a guy did as early as last year? I mean, this is a...
Whoa, Mike. No, Mike, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Because we can go back last year, we can go back several years, and if you actually looked at what has gone on here in the playoffs, the Clippers probably wouldn't even be in this spot right now if it wasn't for Kawhi Leonard. If you want to go ahead and you want to point at somebody, you can point at somebody else who's getting paid big bucks. You can point at someone who doesn't have a finals MVP. You could point at someone who has been shooting and hitting bricks, including laying a brick tonight from a corner three, and that is Paul George. Kawhi Leonard can be absolved from this conversation.
Okay. No, he cannot, because number one is he shot, what, 2 for 30 tonight? I mean, superstar.
Mike, I'm going to ask, do me a favor. I would also say do yourself a favor. Look at the box score for tonight for Kawhi Leonard. And then look at the box score of everything Kawhi Leonard has done this postseason, in addition to what Kawhi Leonard has done over the course of his career. Go ahead. Look at the ascent of what Kawhi Leonard is. Kawhi Leonard is on his way to going into the Hall of Fame. Kawhi Leonard has accolades that most NBA players, which there have been thousands, would die for. So to tell me that Kawhi Leonard is not a superstar, and you're going to tell me, what did Kawhi Leonard do a couple years ago? Well, what did he do this year? Well, go look. George is calling up from California. George, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on what's just going on?
A couple things come to mind. I could go on for hours, but the two things that jump out at me are, number one, When the Clippers went and got Doc, I said to myself, what in the world is this guy going to be able to do that Vinny Del Negro hasn't done? If you look at it, other than collect a whole lot more money than Vinny ever got, Del Negro did he did the exact same thing. It took his team to the exact same levels that Doc has done, yet Doc is the savior and the glory, and everything he did in Boston has a lot of value. But there was nothing wrong with Del Negro. He was a little quiet, didn't do as much talking, but I'll take your comments on that. I've actually liked Del Negro. I think he's a good coach.
Well, George, thank you for calling from California. I'll give you my thoughts right now. Vinny Del Negro is gone. We can show love to Vinny Del Negro all he wants, but hey, guess what? Chris Paul and Blake Griffin didn't come through for him. They didn't come through for Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers has been the coach here for what, about going on 8 years now, give or take? And he hasn't had success with almost two different versions of the squad. So what is it? Is it Doc Rivers? Is it the rosters? I know if I'm talking about right now, this year, this moment, you know, Doc Rivers has to take on a lot of the blame. If I'm looking at two guys, and this is a player-driven league, if I'm looking at somebody to take the blame, you want to talk about who delivers championships, who helps you win them? It's the guys on the court. The NBA isn't the NFL. It's not driven by heavy strategy. A good coach can help kind of make all the ingredients fit together, but you need the players. Where the hell did Paul George go? Where did this multi-time All-Star max player go besides on his way home? Lino's calling up from Houston. Lino, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good, Lino. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations to the Denver Nuggets, you know, moving on to the next round. The Nuggets remind me of the 93-94 Houston Rockets, man. When the Chiefs, you know, were down, we came back and won some of these games like Phoenix, you know, against the New York Knicks when we were at the finals. And they play with a lot of heart. And right now, Denver's playing with a lot of heart. And I got to give them credit for that. Second of all, I think Paul George is overrated. You know, just me personally thinking like that. I know he's a good player, but he's not a great player. And another thing I was going to add to that was Doc Rivers. I think Doc Rivers needs to, you know, change the scenery. He needs to come to Houston and coach our team out here. His son's already here. Maybe it's time for him to come join his son and do something for our city. You know, take us to the next level, man. Because I'm tired, just like the Clippers. I'm tired of seeing my team make it to the last, you know, to the finals, the Western Finals, and then that's it. You know, I want to go to the next level, man.
Well, Lino, I think you're going to have different players to get to that next level. I don't think Doc Rivers is going to be able to help a Russell Westbrook and a James Harden. Good luck there, all right, Lino?
Yes, sir, bro.
All right. Thank you, Lino, for calling up from Houston. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea who can help come fix that squad. Let's go ahead and get a fourth and third shooting guard to go along with James Harden and you know, Russell Westbrook. Where's Zach LaVine? What would a lineup look like? I'm pretty sure that was Mike D'Antoni's ideal lineup. Let's get Zach LaVine and pair him with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Good luck. Everybody in Houston, good luck. I'm going to continue to take your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to squeeze one in here before I have to hit break. Kathy from Portland, what's on your mind, Kathy?
Wow, what a terrible basketball day I've had. Man, I just can't believe the Lakers are going to win another Western Conference Finals. Congratulations to the Nuggets. I'm impressed. But, man, the Clippers were deep. I don't get it. I'm not going to lie. I feel just terrible for the Clippers. I'm a Boston girl, and it just breaks my heart. The Lakers are going to get another ring, and it just infuriates me.
Well, Kathy, let's go one step at a time. Let's see if the Denver Nuggets can still give the same type of fight that they just gave to the Clippers. Because if they do, I'll put it to you this way. I've always said I have concerns, and thank you, Kathy, for calling up from Portland. I have concerns about the Lakers and their depth. And I like what they did with the Houston Rockets. They blew them out of the water over the weekend to advance to the Western Conference Finals, and they got major contributions from Danny Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, everybody who should, at least at minimum, get you around 8 to 10 points did so, and they blew them out. They did. So, look, can the Lakers players continue that, or is it going to be the LeBron James, Anthony Davis show, and then let's flip a coin as to whether or not Kuzma, Pope, and Danny Green can contribute offensively? Let's see what happens. The Lakers have the bodies. They just have to do it. And that's exactly what the Clippers, for all of their depth, and that's what we've been saying all season, that's what they did not do. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Taking your calls, more calls on the Clippers when we come back. What went wrong? What can go right for this team that seemingly is cursed? The Denver Nuggets knock off the Clippers to go to the Western Conference Finals. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I think internally, we've always felt this is not a championship or bust year for us. You know, we can only get better the longer we stay together and the more we're around each other. The more chemistry for this group, the better. I think that's really the tell of the tape of the season. We just didn't have enough time together.
That was Paul George of the Clippers giving a reason, or maybe an excuse, as to why the Clippers stunk. why they choked. I agree with him. Yeah, I mean, one of the themes from earlier on this season before the whole world went into the toilet was whether or not Kawhi Leonard and Paul George were going to be healthy enough to kind of get rolling together. So that element of what Paul George said is correct. But that doesn't have a damn thing to do with what's been going on in the bubble. That doesn't have a damn thing to do with what's going on right now. It has nothing to do with blowing a 3-1 lead. Not in the short term. You guys went up 3-1. What about all those shots that you missed, Paul George? What about the terrible series that you had? We know earlier on in the postseason it was a matter of, hey, I'm down. My shooting was terrible, and I'm thinking about what's going on in the world. And, yeah, I get it. I can understand depression. I really do. But that's not what you said this time around. Now it's about having time to gel. What about your shots? All of them that did not go down, including the one, the corner three, that clanked off the top of the backboard. Paul George finishes tonight. 10 points, 2 of 11 from downtown, 4 of 16 overall. I've been taking your phone calls, and I will continue to do so right now. 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Clippers? I mean, we can go through decades of this team just being awful. And then finally, you think they have some talent, a deep squad, they don't get the job done. Jeffrey, he's calling up from South Florida. Jeffrey, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Clippers?
Oh, man. It's Doc Rivers, man. He's done. I mean, he never was a really a good coach to begin with. There's no excuses to lose with this roster. He's lost several times, multiple series, leading 3-1. He can't win a game 7 to save his life. I mean, what are you going to do? Eric Spoelstra, that's a good coach. You know, he has players like Reggie Jackson, bring him in mid-season. You can't do anything with Reggie Jackson. I mean, Landry Shamet looked great last year. What did he do this year? Granted, he got hurt this game. But come on, he needs to develop. I don't know what it is. I really don't know. But it's a lot on him and Paul George. After that, it's a toss-up.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff, for calling up from South Florida. I would take the reverse. I'm sorry. I look at the players first. I look at the players. I really do. The NBA is isolation heavy. The NBA is superstar driven. It's about the talent that you have on the court first. And if I'm going to give anybody blame, yeah, I would agree. You got Doc Rivers. You got Paul George. But if Paul George did not play like Casper the Friendly Ghost, if he didn't play like the Invisible Man, I don't necessarily believe that we would be having this conversation. Doc Rivers has been coaching in the NBA. It's crazy to say, but the guy's been coaching for like 20 years now. Okay? I don't think people just say, oh, well, he's a bad coach. There's a reason that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George wanted to play for the Clippers and head out west. There's a reason. Doc Rivers is that reason. But you can't take away his failings. You can't take away the fact that the team blew it, and he said it himself. I am to blame. I'm the coach. But give some of that blame to Paul George as well. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Jason, he's calling from Pittsburgh. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, how are you? Although I agree with you about the Clippers collapse, I just think that the real issue is that nobody really gives a damn about the NBA. Talk about something else.
Oh, well, thank you, Jason, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Congratulations. Mike from Pittsburgh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, wow, he just made us all look bad. I don't represent that at all, bro.
Well, that's the guy from your city. Go ahead, Mike.
I just think that the players emulate their coach, man. And Doc Rivers makes too many excuses for a team that has that much talent and that much depth. They shouldn't have won that game. I mean, they shouldn't have lost that game.
Well, let's be real. They didn't just lose this game. They were up 3-1. I mean, come on. That's a very good point, because you can go ahead and look at what's occurred. Are the Clippers too lax? When Doc Rivers was winning a title in Boston, he had aggressive players. He had a Hall of Fame personalities. You have a KG. You have a Rondo. It's easier to go ahead and manage talent, but maybe Doc Rivers is, quote-unquote, too much of a player's coach. That's a good point, Mike.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I just think they just have too much talent, and the players are too lackadaisical. Paul George is too lackadaisical about how bad he played tonight. I'm not even a fan of the Clippers, you know what I mean? But it's just Kawhi and Paul George, those two should be doing more. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you this much. I don't think the Clippers have that many fans. I mean, inside of Los Angeles, I don't think the Clippers have a lot of fans. Forget outside of L.A. Let's talk to Josh. He's calling up from Portland, Oregon. Josh, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Clippers tonight?
JR, I would just like to lead off by saying I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Oh, well, thank you, Josh. I'm going to make sure I transcribe everything you just said and send it to some people.
Take it to the bosses.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. What you think about the game tonight?
All right, so I've got two things that I'd like to bend your ear on, and I'll try and get them out quickly. So, number one, do you think that tonight's game can kind of end the debate for right now on who's better between LeBron and Kawhi? Because if you look at this game in a microscope, LeBron doesn't let the loss happen like this. He might lose. It doesn't look the way that it looked tonight. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I even at this point, I would look at LeBron James and consider him to be a better basketball player than Kawhi Leonard. So I wouldn't necessarily be in that camp. But Kawhi, he laid a rare egg, and he laid it in a big game. You can't take that away.
And then the second thing is all these players talking about how, I mean, Paul George talking about how we didn't have time to gel, or other players who had gone out earlier in the playoffs talking about how difficult it's been mentally to be in the bubble. Does that kind of make a case against some of the people who have said it's a shortened season, does this championship really count, blah, blah, blah? Does this championship, for whoever wins it, does it maybe count more because all these players are talking about how difficult it is?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely. We know this is not a flat continuation of what we saw back in March. We know that there are some players that aren't available. We know that rosters are different. We know that there's no home court. I'm not taking away anything from people who are literally in a gym, bawling out of their minds right now. I also will tell you, it's not a coincidence that we see some of these results. It's not a coincidence that we're seeing some of these close games. This is mano a mano. You are in a gym. Go at it. That's flat simple. Giannis Antetokounmpo made an excellent point and said, look, if we weren't in the bubble, I believe that, you know, we'd have a better shot and we would have won. Well, guess what? You're not. Your bench players don't have a crowd boosting you up. I'm sorry. You don't have the benefit of being intimidating playing in your arena in Milwaukee. I'm sorry. If you can't win mano a mano, I don't want to hear your complaints. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's on equal foot and equal ground. That's just what it is.
Totally, man. You absolutely nailed it. Keep up the great work. And like I said, I don't always agree with you, but I do always really respect just the way you go about your work. Well, so I'm going to keep listening. Keep up the good
work. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you for calling up from Portland. Tony's calling up from Toronto. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead and tell me something crazy.
What I want to say, Jar, is this. You're using the term.
Well, Tony, wait, Tony, weren't you the same? Yeah. Didn't you tell me last week that Kyle Lowry is a superstar? You told me he was elite.
No, elite. And
yeah,
actually,
Tony, you said he was elite in the same breath of a LeBron James, right?
No,
you
I did not. And that's I took exception with that. No, I did not.
Oh.
Well, no, what did you tell
me? And I've always said, and let me go back. I've always said, if you remember me, because you remember that LeBron has always been my favorite player, best player in the league, best spokesman in sport. I've always said that.
Sure. But, Tony, what I asked you last week, I said, let's list some elite players. And we started to name some. And you agreed that LeBron James was elite. And then you put Kyle Lowry in the same category as being an elite player. Thus,
you asked me this question, JR.
I did.
JR, please don't cut me off. You said, list me players that are elite. That means plural. So you set it up that way.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, you also put, correct me if I'm wrong. You put Kyle Lowry, and thank you for humoring me tonight. You put Kyle Lowry in the same category of being an elite basketball player as LeBron James. How are you telling me no right now?
No, answer me this. Why?
Oh, Tony. Oh, well, Tony.
LeBron is the only superstar in the game.
Oh, Tony.
So yourself.
No,
are,
Tony.
Are you laughing at yourself?
No, I'm just still finding it hilarious how you still called last week and you told me that Kyle Lowry is in an elite category like LeBron. But I don't want to go back too much further because I might just laugh my lung out. What are your thoughts on what happened tonight?
What is my thoughts? I want to say this. Here's the problem in sport. The LeBron caliber players are the superstars. And there's only usually one or two in the league every 10 to 20 years. And to put these others, Harden, Kawhi, wherever you want to list, that's part of the problem with creating these egos. And imagine if you are a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan.
Well, I'm sorry. Tony, I don't know if you hear the music, but we're up against the break. And we have to go to commercial. Thank you for calling up. More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.